Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's written in the Psalms of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, deliverance, ministry. We are a circle of friends, him, the teacher, the tutor, then the pastor, darling Bundage, a wonderful wisdom of God, and this is our power of prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Amen, amen. Well, we thank you, God, for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah to God. Praying that you had a good week. Hallelujah, God. Been a very powerful week. Good teaching, hallelujah, and good preaching today, good prayer. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for all that has transpired in the name of Jesus. Glad it might be a bad word. The election's over. Hallelujah to God. And we could go on back to praying. And hallelujah, ministering on to God's people. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
You have another song that you want to sing for me? Go.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, what a holy God we serve. Oh,
what a holy God we serve.
Oh, the
angels bow before him.
Heaven and earth
adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yes. Oh, what a loving God we serve. I'm so glad.
What a loving God we serve.
You know the angels
bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come before that throne of grace on this Thursday morning.
Yes, Lord.
It's November the 11th.
November? Yes.
The 10th?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God, for all things that have transpired. Oh, Lord God, thank you for darling Bundage, woman of God. Lord. Thank you, everybody that's here, oh, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, the circle of friends of the Lord God. Thank you for my wife, oh, Lord God. We just about got 40 years here. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. And we thank God and we praise God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. Ask him that he will get to continuously turn this storm, hallelujah, this storm that it will just turn this storm out on the ocean. It's coming this way, hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for him keeping us. He's a keeping God. He's a sustaining God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. And we bless your name today, O Lord God. We ask that you bless our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, O Lord God, as far as you should call, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the election, O Lord God. We pray in, O Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're putting the right people in the proper places, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we go forth at this time in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, O Lord God, who are seeking your face today, O Lord God, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior this day in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, because you made a way out of no way, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for those that are coming in, O Lord God. Lord God, sister Nicole, been talking up for years, O Lord God. She finally She finally heard God's melody that He's the ultimate, that and situations, oh Lord God, we pray to just bless her and her family, oh Lord God.
Yes.
I believe that you just have to see where God is, and you have to know that He's God, because He is the reward of them that diligently seek Him. The Bible declares without faith, it's impossible to please God. She's just about ready, hallelujah, God. Had another saying, oh Lord God, bless at the tiles, oh Lord God, they want to be baptized there, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, so many things are there, oh Lord God, that we come to you, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Asking that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you would touch each and everyone there individually, collectively. Thank you for everyone that's in queue, oh Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for the time of prayer and fasting, oh Lord God. We thank you for so much, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we hear. We are ready and we're able, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless the word today, oh Lord God, and speak it, Lord God, calling those things as not as though they were, oh Lord God. When we think about the awesomeness of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, it calls the holy reverence and the fear to come into hearts. I think of the mighty God that we serve, oh Lord God, and that you worked it out so that you were able to breathe a part of yourself into man, oh Lord God, to breathe your spirit, oh Lord God, in there. And man became living, oh Lord God, and you have given us that power to pray and to talk on your behalf in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You have given us an awesome mission here, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, to rise up those that will, oh Lord God, and come sing, come into your presence with singing and unto your courts and praise. Holy hands giving thanks, oh Lord God, and praising your holy name. So we came to worship you today. We came to praise you today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your keeping power, Lord God, in this month, oh Lord God. This week's the second week, oh Lord God, and November's already halfway gone, looks like. Just about a few more days, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, oh Lord God, that we're going into the high holy days, oh Lord God, that we celebrate the birth of Christ, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And 2022 will be out of here, Lord God. A lot of things on the horizon, oh Lord God. We're praying for the for Lord God, our government, oh Lord God, this is the United States of America, our children that ride the school bus, oh Lord God, those that have lost their jobs, oh Lord God, that they will find a new one, oh Lord God. We pray that you place everything back in order, Lord God, that we could go forth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We had a pandemic hanging around here, oh Lord God. Took a lot of loved ones, oh Lord God. A lot of them won't be at the Thanksgiving table this year, Lord God. That's why we pray against drive-by shooting, murder, suicide, drugs, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against the drug cartels, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, Father, that you would move by your power, Lord God, and begin to touch, oh Lord God, family members, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we know that someone's daughter went abroad, oh Lord God. Someone's family member went overseas, oh Lord God. We pray that they return back home safely, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the testimonies that we heard this week, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Someone had a situation where they lost their passport, oh Lord God. It was taken, oh Lord God. Yeah, Lord God, you made a way. Lord God, and we say, what a mighty God. We say, what an awesome God that you are, oh Lord God. Ruling from afar, Lord God. You heal bodies and you touch souls, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you're touching the morning, oh Lord God. You start us going along our way. So we give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise. We are what you deserve in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name this morning as we move forward in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, realizing that this is the day that you have made. Lord God, we ask that you bless those that need traveling mercy, oh Lord God, where they're going. In the name of Jesus, thank you, oh Lord God, for the safe return of my two sisters that were down this way here in Florida, Lord God, taking a little break, oh Lord God, and they have returned home safely, God. So we thank you because you're an awesome God. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. Lord God, it's not late, Lord God. You can still turn this storm, oh Lord God, back into the ocean of where it's going, oh Lord God. As we stand, oh Lord God, here, oh Lord God, let it not be so devastating, oh Lord God, let it begin to tear and break up things in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for financial blessings, oh Lord God, for those that need it, oh Lord God, and financial strength, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you heal each and every one and touch in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord You are the Lord. You are the Lord our healer. You sent your word, and you heal our disease. So you're the Lord our healer. So we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Without further ado, we're going to have the wife come. She's going to read the scripture of the week. Hallelujah, God. Expound a little bit on the scripture of the week. Hallelujah. Yes. Calling those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. That's exciting. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for each and everyone that's here in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord and good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Horsley, for the beautiful prayer. Praise the Lord. We give God the glory. We give God the praise this morning, for he is great and he's greatly to be praised. I'm going to be reading, praise the Lord, from the book of Romans, and it's the 4th chapter and the 17th through the 21st verse, and it reads like this: As it is written, I have made you father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. In the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. 18, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. 19, and not being weak in the faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And we thank God for these powerful verses here. And I know it's a familiar verses to everyone. Praise God. Romans, the 4th chapter here. Here we see the Apostle Paul describing the great relationship that the Old Testament patriarch Abraham had with God. For truly it was a strong faith that he had in the Lord Jesus Christ, or in the Lord at that time. Praise the Lord. And when we look at verse 40, he says he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now, we know that Abraham was known as the father of faith because of the great faith he had with God. Hallelujah. God had told him at an earlier age to leave the home of his father, the land of Ur, and he did just what God told him to do. There was another time when God told him to give his offer up his son, hallelujah, Isaac, the promised son, back to the Lord, and he was obedient at that. But God had a ram in the bush. Yet and still we recognize that Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. God had promised Abraham and his wife Sarah, when he was 75 years old, that he would have a son, hallelujah, from his own body, hallelujah. And I imagine with Abraham, and I imagine to Sarah, it seemed impossible. Hallelujah. But yet they believed God. And yet we know with the story of Abraham and Sarah, we know that their faith did wane some, but then they got back on track. But his example of faith in general, the faith that Abraham exemplified, was a trusting faith that he had in God, because he knew how to look beyond what he could see with his natural eyes, and he would see through the eyes of the Lord. We may also observe obstacles that seems impossible for us to overcome at times, saints, but we have to look through the eyes of faith, look through the eyes of God, knowing that our God, in other words, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ever ask or think. Hallelujah. And then when we look at verse 21, it says he was very convinced. He said, being fully convinced that what he had promised, that was what God had promised him and Sarah, God was able to perform it. God can, saints, and will deliver, hallelujah, whatever he has promised to us. Do we believe that? But if we do, then it makes good sense for all of us to learn how to completely trust in God, knowing that our God is a great God. For it is God who has spoke this world into existence simply by speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. For we know the world was without form and void, but God said, let there be. When he said, let there be light, the scripture says, there was light. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's able to do anything and everything, but we must believe God. Hallelujah. The proof of our belief is in our obedience to God. Praise God. It's so important, saints, that we learn to look through the eyes of faith. Hallelujah. Look through the eyes of the Lord. See things through God's eyes, in essence. Glory be to God. We see that Abraham's faith was a faith that gave God the glory, for he acknowledged God's wisdom. Abraham's faith acknowledged God's power, saints. Abraham's faith acknowledged God's holiness.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Abraham's faith acknowledged God's goodness and, hallelujah, his mercy and his love. Hallelujah. So, in essence, Abraham was resting upon the words that God had spoken to him. Abraham knew how to give God glory by simply trusting and acting on his word. Likewise, saints, we must do the same. Glory be to God. And I know that during the course of this world, many times we get weary. Sometimes we get a little lax in our faith. But it's up to us to study the word, to go back to the words of faith and get the faith we need, saints. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to work the word of God. Hallelujah. God's word does work. Hallelujah. But what God has spoken, he's able to make it to come to pass. Then we can receive the answers to our prayers. Then we can receive our miracles. Whatever it is that we are believing God for. I remember some years ago, praise the Lord, and I think I shared it with you all. I was going through a problem with fibroid tumors. I also had an irregular heart rate, and they wanted me to go through some type of heart examination. I never did. We just trusted God, and my heart is fine today. I thank God for his healing virtue, and I thank God for fulfilling his promises. Hallelujah. The Lord lets us know that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement, hallelujah, of our peace, y'all, is upon him. And it's by his stripes we are healed. Yes. So as we begin to confess the word, as we begin to speak it out of a heart full of belief, hallelujah, we got to truly believe it with all our heart. Believe God's word. When it comes to these healing scriptures, know that God is able to do all that he says he's doing for us. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus went to the cross for our salvation. We know he went to the cross. He shed his blood that we might receive our healing, that we might receive our deliverance. Hallelujah. That we may receive our freedom in Christ Jesus. We are no longer bound to the dictates of the world. We are no longer bound, yes, to the dictates of this flesh. Glory be to God. We are no longer bound to the dictates of Satan. So now that we have come on the Lord's side, saints, we are blessed. Listen, true faith will always bring blessings. Hallelujah. our trust in God will bring blessings in our life. But we have to simply believe the word of God. We have to simply learn how to take God at his word. We have to learn how to water the word of God by our confession. Keep watering it until you see the manifestation of, hallelujah, your promise that God made to you, the answer to your prayer, the miracle that you want, the breakthrough that you and your family need. Learn to what I have learned to do down through the years is when I'm confronted with a situation, I go to the Bible about it. If it's about relationships, if it's about dealing with healing, I go to those verses that would help me to confess that word until I see the manifestation of the promise. It's so important, saints, that we have to understand God is no respecter of persons. If God blessed Abraham and God blessed Sarah, God blessed many who stood on his word, hallelujah, glory be to God, God would do the same for us. And as I had said earlier, there's times when I know my faith wanes and I know your faith get weak along the way, but that's okay. What we have to do is learn to be honest with God and say, Lord, help my unbelief. But I want to let you know, saints, that the word of God will help encourage our faith. Hallelujah. We have to learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said even David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Saints of God, I want to let you know, and I know many of you are familiar with Hebrews, the 11th chapter. The Hebrews 11th chapter is known as the believer's hallmark of faith, saints of God. Whenever you find yourself short in faith, go to the word of God and be encouraged. Be strengthened. Get fortified. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost would bring back Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is full of faith for any situation, for all situations. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is, I know y'all familiar with that scripture, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained the good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. My. God just said, let there be light, and there was light. Glory be to God. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not even see death, y'all, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Saints of God, above all else, let's please God. So many people is trying to please others. They're trying to please this one and that. Let's please God above all else. Hebrews 11:6 is very familiar to all of us, and it reminds us, but without faith, you all, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is the God of salvation. He is the God of healing. He is healing. Hallelujah. God is salvation. Hallelujah. He's everything. He's the great I am. He's the God that will be whatever you need him to be, whenever you need him to be that. That's what our God is. Hallelujah. He's holy. He's righteous. He's immutable. He don't change. People change. But I'm so glad that God don't change. God said, I'll never leave you, saints. He said, I'll never forsake you, saints. He said, Lord, I'll be with you until the end of the age. I'm excited about the promises of God, my Lord. Saints of God, we can depend on God's word. His word will never fail. God's word shall never return void. When we speak the word of God out of our lips, our God will perform that word, which is sent out to do. Glory be to God. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his family, by the which the world was condemned, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So you see, even Noah moved out on faith, and God told him to make that ark. Let me tell you something, saints. We've got to move on the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Faith, saints, without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. When God told Abraham to leave the land of his father, hallelujah, he didn't question God. He just got his family up and ready, and they left. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have never gotten to where God wanted him to be, which is the land of Canaan, if he did not act on the word of God. The woman with the issue of blood, glory be to God, she wanted a miracle. She needed a right now miracle. If that woman did not leave her home and go get in the press, hallelujah, and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would never have gotten a miracle. Saints of God, we got to get on the move for Jesus. It's time that we begin to get some prayer tents out in these streets, hallelujah, and begin to pray with souls in the marketplace. Go by the beaches or go by different areas, hallelujah, that God would send you hospitals and begin to pray for the sick. Believe that God is going to heal. Hallelujah. Believe that God is going to answer the prayers of the people. We've got to get busy, saints, for the glory of God. I'm going to read one more. I don't want to hold up the time. I just want to let y'all know, saints, Hebrews chapter 11 is a great scripture to go through when you find yourself weaning in faith. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read this as well. I want to read verse 11. It says, through faith also Sarah herself received the strength. Listen, Sarah was approximately, when he was 99, she was, I would say, 80-something. She was probably in her 80s. But listen, Sarah received the strength she needed to conceive the seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. In other words, she was past the bearing a child age. My God. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. My God. Isn't that something? God is able, saints. No matter how impossible our situations may look, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what the doctor didn't say, we've got to stand on the unadulterated gospel, the word of God. The Lord said, let every man be a liar, but let God's word be true. Saints of God, we got to hold fast to the word of God in spite of our situation. What God did for Abraham, he'll do for you. What he did for Noah, he'll do for you. What he did with the issue, with the woman with the issue of blood, he'll do for you. What he did for the old patriarchs of old and matriarchs of old, he will do for us. But we got to believe. We got to put action to. We got to put feet to our faith, y'all. Hallelujah. Faith, we know, without works is dead. So, saints of God, let's be about our Father's business. Let's begin to look up the verses. Hallelujah. And there's so many other verses dealing with faith and how we should trust God no matter what's going on. I love Proverbs. I'm going to leave you with this one. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord, saints. In other words, have faith in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. So if we continue to trust the Lord, in other words, have faith, know that we can rely on God, know that we can depend on him, know that he's able to do over and above, y'all, what we can ask or think. Hallelujah. He's the one that created heaven and earth, y'all. He's the one that spoke, hallelujah, and everything that we see came into being just on the spoken word of God. And we have to understand, saints, that God's word let us know that we have the power of life and death in our tongue. Let's speak life over ourselves. Let's speak life over our children. Don't matter how they are acting, rebellion, speak the word of life. God said in the book of Proverbs that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. They may be acting a little off now, but keep watering the word. Keep confessing it, speaking it, believing it. You will see the fruition of the spoken word. You will see the fruit of your words. Hallelujah. Jesus said that the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is life-changing, y'all. God's word will transform situations, can transform lives, can transform marriages, can transform families, can transform sick bodies into well bodies. Come on, saints. Our God is able to do all things. There's nothing that my God, that our God cannot do. I love y'all, saints, and I pray that you remember that faith in God will always bring a blessing. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pass it over to Elder Horsley, Pastor Horsley. Yes.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We're praying that we still are on the line, hallelujah to God, because these phones be acting up, hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for this wonderful Thursday morning. It's raining here. The winds are blowing, hallelujah to God. On the way home, hallelujah, last night I was working, and the wind just got so strong, it just blew a trailer over. Not a tractor trailer, but it was on the back of the man car. He's pulling his work trailer there, and it turned over, caused an accident. The trailer got tore because it wouldn't come over that ball that it'd be sitting on. But then I just thought about the wind of God, and the same wind that God blew on his disciples and told them to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's a powerful wind out there that we are in. Hallelujah to God. But pray that we remain safe, and those out the water, we pray for our children. Hallelujah to God. We're going to open the lines in a little while, and we're going to get your prayer requests. Hallelujah to God, as we move toward the top of the hour in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. It's important that you understand and study the word of God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Workmen needed not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. And God's word is alive, and the word opens up to you. And as I spoke about the young lady, Nicole, I've been years of knowing her. And a lot of times we have our own belief, hallelujah to God, that it's the cosmos, it's this power, it's an aura, it's everything. She's coming to the knowledge of Christ with patience. That God is awesome. She will start to praise God. Wouldn't God do it? Isn't God doing it? You know, things that came down, you know. That don't let it get to the place in your life where it has to come down to where you're not able to feed your children and everything is gone and the finances are depleted. Hallelujah to God. Depending on the arm of flesh, depending on the arm of man, this government, hallelujah to God. You have to know that you are a child of the King. Hallelujah to God. And what you have in your mouth, he asked Moses, what's that you have in your hand? He said it was the rod of God, they call it. It was Aaron's rod that budded, they say. But he stretched it forth, and the Red Sea departed, hallelujah to God. So without further ado, we're going to go to Pastor Darlene, and she has commentary about, and she has a special or segment where she talks about the drive-by shooting, hallelujah to God, and death and suicide, hallelujah to God. And it's what that the Lord had gave us. We have made time for it. And go get your name, your prayer request as we move up to the top of the hour and as we go moving into the high holy days. pray for the safety of the people that are here in Florida that's going through the storm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. And you have to be able to have time to pray for yourself. You have to be able to talk to God. Hallelujah to God. And know that God's hear you. Hallelujah to God. Know that
yeah.
your words, your praise, and your worship move God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to be long, but in the 10th chapter, read the 10th chapter of John, according to that, the man that was born blind, and it's in that the gate how he said he found out if you just worship God, God works the miracles. So I thank you for the word. Pastor Darling, you have a, you take us up.
All righty. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're just grateful for just being here today and the prayer that went forth, and also our evangelist Wonderland just expounding so richly on this word this morning. And if you just got on late, I mean, there was just so much that she shared, and you can go back in and listen to it. If you need to get the link, I can give that to you. And we just want to be reminded that God can and will deliver us, and based on his promises and his word. And we just have to trust him completely, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And she told us to see things through God's eyes, and that's seeing things through what he has said in his word. So that's just so important. And so we're grateful for how he healed her heart years ago, and just her sharing that information with us today to let us know that God healed in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and he's healing in this day and age, and we have to trust him every day. And just go to the Bible. I mean, that's the thing that we have to remember, that the Bible is our blueprint for life. So whatever it is that you need, God can and will supply it for you through speaking and confessing and believing the word of God. So right now we're going to go ahead and get the prayer request, then I'll go ahead and do the explanation, exposition of the drive-by shootings and the things that I want to share. And then we'll go into prayer after that. So if you have a prayer request, praise report, or something that was said this morning that you just was blessed by, especially you can share that right now. So the lines are open, are getting open right now.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. Just want to thank y'all for being here this morning, joining God here. And I thank you for the word that came forth and the prayers. And I just want to say on yesterday, I just thank God I did get a little something through the yard sale. And I want to pray for a friend of mine that I haven't been able to reach, Pamela. She has a lot of issues, so I haven't been able to reach her on the phone. I checked on her from time to time, and when I can't, I try a little regular. So let's pray for Pam, and let's pray that God works in our life and our family and friends' life for our good. Everyone have a great day.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. Thank God for the word that was brought forth this morning by Apostle Horsley and his wife. I just want to thank God that when I moved from Martin House, it's been about over a year or more now, coming back from funeralizing my mom, and I got all my stuff out, you know, in a timely manner. And I was speaking to you, you saints, on one while about the monies that were due to me from when I moved out. And so every time when I did the walkthrough and everything, she said everything passed or whatnot. But then they didn't still give me my money. And so after all this time, you know, doing that period of time, I would go by, and they were just so nasty, the people that were in the offices and stuff. And this is like two sets of managers. God had them to be walked out of there. And so now they got new, I keep in contact with some of the people there, so they got new people in the management. And so I was talking with one of these sisters about that, you know, they still haven't given me enough money. She said, oh, no. He said, but these people that are in there, they're nice, and they're getting stuff done there. So why don't you just walk by there? I mean, stop by there on your way from seeing me and talk to them about it. And so I didn't do it right then, but I did it when it was feasible, well, when God put it in my heart to stop by and do it. So yesterday when I was over that side of town, I stopped in, and I went in there, and I asked to talk to one of the to the manager. And lo and behold, I didn't know who I was talking to at the time, but it was the lady that was she's the boss of all the managers, or, you know, district of managers that have these properties. And I went in there, and when she told me her name, which I came in the office, she said her name was Paulette. So I remember Cece and Paulette and somebody else, but Paulette was the highest one on the ranks for me to get to talk to about my money. And nothing was never done then, but yesterday I got her, and I went in there and I was telling her about my plight and what I went through, that I went through all the channels of doing the right thing, the walk through and stuff. And I called and I said about my money, and she said, I don't see why, you know, after all this time you haven't gotten your money, Gladys. And then I was like getting... she said, but there's something that went on that I got to find out what it is that they didn't do or whatever, you know, and to get your money. And she said, because I was getting like I hope she's not, you know, going to tell me that they don't owe me any money, because those people usually lie and fix the books, the managers that was there before. And so she told me, she said, Miss Gladys, don't you fret anymore, she said, but I'm going to look at this. And she made sure that I gave her the right information back about my phone number and my address, which was the same when I left away from there, June the 1st of 21, and so 2021. And so she said, don't worry about it, you know, your money, you know, whatever we have left over from your monies, because there was a bill that they say how, you know, it's some kind of funny way that they said the bill worked. Even if I don't pay the bill, how the bills run, that I still will have a bill. And no, and then they sent me a letter. I said, no, they didn't. So, but I'm going to get off the line in a minute here. He told me that they were going to be sending me a check in the mail, because I never lost sight of they owe me money and stuff. And so when I talked about it this last time, and then I went to see something to talk to them about it, they will be sending me my money in the mail. So I'm thankful to God about that I was persistent, and I just didn't let it go.
Amen.
Let's give God some praise. Let's give God praise for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you this morning.
Lord, I thank you right now, God, for this victory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, this is Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Chris.
Good morning, good morning. I just thank Pastor Wonderland for the word this morning, and I just thank God for everybody that's here on the prayer line. And I just pray for favor, grace, and mercy for each and every person today. And I just thank God for today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. This is Samira, and I just thank God for the word this morning. And have a prayer request. If you'll pray for my sister, her name is Anora, and she lost her husband. But about 2-3 years prior to him leaving, she had to leave the home. But now his children has taken over so much, so she stands a chance of losing the home that you know, she lived with her husband in for nearly 60 years. So just pray for her strength, and just pray that everything goes well with the funeralizing her husband this weekend. And her name is Anora. Thank you. It's the Chase family. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anybody else? Well, I just thank God. This is Darlene D, and I just thank God for, once again, the word and these things that we're sharing. I mean, because it encourages, because the word tells us that they overcame him, which is who is Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And so these testimonies are good for us, and they love not their lives even unto the death. So I'm just grateful for that, and I'm just thanking God for just many times I'm just thinking about things that I need to do or people that I need to talk to or try to reach out to somebody and don't know exactly who I need to speak to. But I thank God for just always having a ram in the bush and just knowing what I need, and he just provides it a lot of times without me specifically saying it. It's just so beautiful. So I'm just thanking God for that today. And we do want to pray for the Bahamas. I have a Sister Beverly, you may hear me talking about her from time to time. She's an awesome prayer warrior. She lives in the Bahamas. They are getting lots of rain over there, and the country is a pretty small place compared. So just pray for the Bahamas and everybody in the path of this Nicole. Apostle Horsley mentioned that they're getting rain over there. So just pray that God will protect and restore those that may have been taken from those who are in the path of the storm. Also, I will be traveling today, and I'll be gone for the weekend, and I'll be back on, I think, Sunday or Monday. So just praying for traveling mercies that the angels will protect me on the road, and I will just bless as I go to Richmond, Virginia. So do we have anybody else before we just share the word just one more time, a few more things?
Sister Linda Taylor, I just thank and praise the Lord for another day that he woke me up in my right mind, and I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise. I thank you for the word that went forth. It's all about our faith. Keep our eye on the prize, and that's the faith. No matter what happens, God got us. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone, and everyone have a great, safe day and safe travel.
Amen. Sheila, God bless you. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and we're getting near the top of the hour, so I just want to just say a few things about what God is doing concerning these mass shootings. God is already working things out. God is already in the midst of where people are located. And, in fact, we're believing that God will locate, identify those who are planning and plotting. You know, we prayed that prayer before, and then we got people sharing how God had identified those who had these weapons stashed and planning to do some harm to some folks. So that is one of the things that we will pray about today, that God continue to reveal and keep the people from harming our children. I mean, the little kids, I mean, for anybody to be shot is horrible. But to think about little kids who have not lived very long and have not fulfilled purpose on the earth is real sad. So we're just going to pray that God will continue to protect our nation and reveal those things that are hidden today. So today I'm going to do that. And one of the scriptures that I want to bring is in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 22. And it says, for a great number fell mortally wounded because the battle was of God. I mean, we've heard that before. We've shared that before. But we want bring it again this morning to be reminded. Many times we hear scriptures that we've heard. There's a lot in the Word of God, and there are certain things that are popping out that are necessary for the time and the season. So 1 Chronicles 5:22 says, for a great number fell mortally wounded because the battle was of God, and these Israelites settled in their territory until the exile by Assyria more than five centuries later. We are fighting against the tricks and schemes, the wiles, the wickedness in high places, just the evil across the land. We just want to call out those demonic spirits and tell them that they have to stop what they're doing, that they're stopped in their tracks by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ and by the word of God. So we're going to make a declaration that the battle today is of God, and we are his people, and we speak the word of God as we have heard earlier today, that we have to speak in faith and believe that God will deliver. God has delivered. We're going to say that God has already done it, because when we speak, God has in the spirit realm, we just have to catch up with it in the natural. But we have to have faith to believe that God has done it, and just keep moving forward and thanking God for healing across this nation. There's a murderous demon out there, the demon of Cain, which is a jealous spirit that is causing havoc even in our family. In fact, we want to pray for Abraham, my grandson, that that jealous spirit be removed from him in the name of Jesus. I mean, that's just a bad demon. So the jealous spirit, we need to destroy that. And just whoever it is that you know is dealing with things that are in your family, just speak that out as we're praying this morning. So let's come together and pray for these and pray about our nation. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you this morning once again for this time of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for being
life and in my kids' life, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you have today, Lord God.
and he's gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. I decree that the Lord lifts up his countenance, face upon you with divine approval, and give you peace, a tranquil heart and life. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.